Hey. Down here. Gosh, you humans are so big and loud and oafish. Yeah, I'm small. So what? Nothing wrong with being small. I'm a fairy, after all. What do you expect? Be rude. Don't talk to me like that. You have no idea the powers that I'm capable of. You don't want to mess with me, trust me. Next time, watch where you're stepping with your big smelly feet. You nearly stepped on me. You're so much bigger than me. Well, that really wouldn't have ended well for me. So, you better look out. Don't you know that there are small folk all around the woods? Typical clueless human. I don't even know why I'm bothering trying to explain it to someone like you. Maybe, perhaps, you might need a little bit of a demonstration instead. How about I shrink you down until you're as tiny as I am in comparison to me? You will be absolutely minuscule. The size of... well, I was gonna say an ant, but an ant would probably be bigger. Just big enough for me to pick up between two of my fingers. Maybe then you'll learn a lesson, huh? No, don't worry, don't look so scared. What's the worst that could happen? You'd learn a lesson, that's for sure. Oh, don't worry. That's just my magic working. To shrink you down slowly until you're absolutely tiny. Look at you go. Down, down, down. You better take your clothes off or else you're gonna get smothered by them. Quickly now, off with your pants and your shirt. You're getting smaller and smaller with every passing second. Now you're probably about half your original height. But you've got a long way to go. Down, down, down. Shrinking until you're tiny. That's it. You big oaf. You're not gonna be big for much longer. And then, well, maybe I'll have to teach you even more of a lesson. Just how helpless you'll be when you're tiny. And I can pick you up between two of my fingers. Well, you got your clothes off at least. So that means that you won't get lost in them. Look, you're almost at my size. Now you can get a good look at me, can't you? Oh, but that's not the end. You're gonna shrink down until you're the size of a little tasty snack for me. And then I'm going to punish you. I'm so sick of you and humans like you coming traipsing around in here, squishing fairies and other small folk wherever you go. You really don't care at all about the natural environment around you, do you? Well, you're shrinking down so small. Oh, almost done now. That's it. Now let me just pick you up between my thumb and my forefinger. Oh, don't squirm. It's okay. I won't hurt you that much. But, well, I think you need to be punished a little bit. So I'm going to roll you around in my mouth and taste you. And then I'm going to swallow you and keep you inside my tummy for a little while. And keep you contained so that I don't lose you. And then I'm gonna fly back to the fairy court. And then I'll let you out. And then we'll see what they decide to do with you. Okay? I'm not gonna eat you and digest you. After all, I think a human like you would probably upset my stomach. But I'm sure it's the perfect cozy little cell that I can keep you nice and squeezed up in. I don't want to have to fly with you squirming in between my fingers after all. Go on. I'm gonna put you in my mouth. Don't fight it. I want to taste all of you before I swallow you. Just think of this as your punishment for being so rude and obnoxious. Maybe after you're let out, you'll be more respectful to my kind. It was just an accident. Oh, well, you know, even if you do something accidentally, you can still really hurt people. You might be sorry, but you can prove that to me, okay? Shh, that's enough. Stop begging and pleading. It just makes you look pathetic. All right. You know, I'm surprised at how tasty you are. I honestly thought that, well, given that you're a human and not so connected to the natural world, that maybe you wouldn't taste so good. But, well, I was wrong, I suppose. Your sweat tastes so nice. All right. I'm gonna swallow you now, little thing. And then I'm gonna fly all the way to the fairy court. And then we'll see what we can do with you there. Don't worry. The other girls aren't quite as strict as I am. They'll probably be nicer to you.
But, well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we? Oh, that's better. I can feel you wriggling all the way down my throat into my stomach. Oh, don't wriggle so much. Ooh, you're gonna upset my tummy. You better not, or I'll have to punish you again when we get there. You better behave or I might not let you out. That's better. No more wriggling around. Ooh. Excuse me. That's not very fairy-like behavior, is it? Think that they want to punish you too. We'll see what happens. Just try not to wriggle too much. If you're good, I'll let you out, okay? Good. Lie there nice and still. Just relax. There's nothing you can do except wait. Feel as my stomach holds around you. Ah, oh, you silly tummy. Maybe after all this, I'll let you out and return you back to your normal size. If you've got some newfound respect for those that are smaller than you. We'll see. Anyway, let's get going. It will be quite a flight. A bit of extra weight for my wings to carry.